Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We have round 19 kicking off in just a couple of hours. Going to go through and give you my previews for each and every game this weekend. Tonight we kick off with the Parramatta Eels taking on the Canberra Raiders. Thursday night footy, it is back at 7:50 from the Gold Coast. And for me, I'm not going to dive too deep on Parramatta because I'm going to talk to them a little bit later this afternoon. We've got a new topic coming that we're going to talk about on the podcast, the big questions. So I'm going to ask the big questions about the Parramatta Eels that they have to answer if they want to win a premiership this year. I am tipping them to win this game tonight with Sportsbet. They're at about $1.20, so pretty short in this one, but I just think Eels will be too good. Obviously, without Mitch Moses, that really hurts, but they get Junior Paulo back, and I just thought Nathan Brown, he was so good last week. I have no doubt he'll play a huge role through the centre third, playing that link role once again. I mean, I would love to say I think the Canberra Raiders are back, but I've just said it too many times this year to really buy into it, to be honest with you. One guy I'm going to give you a tip off to watch, and I mentioned it on the Instagram this week, it is Will Pennicini. I'm a big fan of this kid. I think he's got a big future in our game. He's coming in at $2.60 to score a try tonight. I would be getting on him. He's going to be my anytime try scorer tip. These young guys that come in, they're normally really short. He's playing in the outside backs, of course. Sorry, these young guys that come in, they're normally a little bit longer for anytime try scorer. I promise you, this kid can play. He's got really good ability. I'm going to back him in at $2.60 on Sportsbet to score a try in this one. Another guy with a bit of value is, of course, Ryan Madison coming in at 320. Looks to have found his old form again, which is really exciting. Give me the Parramatta Eels. I think they'll go 1-12 against the Canberra Raiders there. Friday afternoon, Sydney Roosters taking on the Newcastle Knights. Roosters get back James Tedesco, potentially Takiaho as well. For the Newcastle Knights, still no Mitchell Pearce. And, of course, David Clemmer is out of this one as well. Also news at the Roosters, Josh Morris will not be playing this game. Billy Smith has come in and taken his spot. We've tipped him as an anytime try scorer the last few weeks. He's been around the $2 mark every week, a little bit longer. This week, he's at $2.40. Get on him again. Keep on getting on this kid. He just knows his way to the trial line. He does it every week. I think he's played five, maybe six games now. He's scored in every single one of them. So he's still sitting at $2.40, which is an absolute steal in my opinion. James Tedesco also at $1.90 there. Angus Crichton, he's been on fire at $2.88. The one that I'm going to tip you this week will be Victor Radley. He's at $5. His form has been unreal the last few weeks. With James Tedesco back, it's going to make him even more dangerous. I like Victor Radley there. He's $5 on Sportsbet. The Roosters at $1.30. I think they'll go 13+ against the Knights without Mitchell Pearce, without David Clemmer. It's going to be a big, big ask for the boys from Newcastle. The second game, Friday night, got the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the Melbourne Storm on Sportsbet. The Storm are coming in at $1.05. This game will be played in Townsville. You may think advantage to North Queensland, but I think we learned our lesson in Origin a few weeks ago. It's a fast, dry track. There's going to be ball movement everywhere. The Melbourne Storm, their squad is getting back together. Still no Harry Grant. They're missing him. Cam Munster, he's out this week as well. Potentially Jerome Hughes out this week as well. So they are still missing troops, but I think the guys they do have, they're going to do too much of a good job here. Ryan Pappenhausen, he returns in this game. And for me, I would definitely be looking at his price for an anytime try score. He's going to be coming off the bench, so he probably will be a little bit longer than what you would normally find Pappy at. He is just such a... No, they've got him at $1.45. Can you believe that? Sportsbet $1.45. That's how good this guy is coming off the bench. Might be a little indication that Jahrome Hughes is out and you could see Pappy start there at fullback. So keep an eye on that situation. For me, I have a look at this side. I'm not really sure who I would go because there's so many changes to this team, especially in the back line. So it's a bit hard to get a read on how the Melbourne Storm are going to play. I have no doubt they're going to dominate this one. It's hard to get a read how they're going to play, though. For me, with the two halves missing, I think Brandon Smith will really step up. He's at about $2.10 for a try. For me, there's a couple of forwards that I would be looking at. I'd be looking at Nelson Asafa Solomona. He's coming at $3.60, but the one I've got my eye on is Tui Kamakamika, $4.30. I've said it all season. I think he's going to play a huge role moving forward in this team. Big Tui. He's got a big shoes to fill after Tino left last year. I'm a huge fan of him. He's my anytime try scorer for Friday night. Melbourne Storm versus the Cowboys. I think Melbourne go 13 plus there once again. Saturday afternoon footy, we see the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the New Zealand Warriors. This is probably the game that I'm most looking forward to this week. The Warriors still missing a few troops, getting a couple back. It's sort of like a revolving door right there at the Warriors at the moment. The Rabbitohs, they've been playing unreal footy, but they haven't been doing it for 80 minutes. I think the Warriors will give them a real scare. I think there's a bit of value at $5.50 on the New Zealand Warriors with Sportsbet. I think with the line, which at the moment they're giving plus 17.5, I reckon that is absolute jam there. $1.90, the New Zealand Warriors, plus 17.5. It is a lot of points for a South Sydney team that, yes, they get Latrell back, but they lose Alex Johnson. He's going to be a massive loss out there. Josh Mansour comes back into this side, but two very different footballers. And I don't think you can... I think Mansour is a very good footballer, but you can't replicate that combination that Alex Johnson has with Latrell and with Cody Walker. It's like the old Thurston, Gavin Cooper. A heap better second rowers than Gavin Cooper in our comp, but no one had that connection with Thurston like he did. I think it's that same sort of thing. For me, in this game, I'm taking the Warriors with the start. I just think that is too good. I would even be happy to take them with 12 points, and you'll probably get about $3 or so there. I think that's really good value for this Warriors team. The next game on Saturday, you got the Manly Seagulls taking on the West Tigers. Manly by how many? For me, Tom Trbojevic to score how many tries. I think he's really going to brain them in this game. If I was having a bet on this one, I would be going straight to Tom Trbojevic and I would be seeing how many tries I can get him for. I think he's going to have a massive game. I think that Manly have proven over the last few weeks that realistically, they can handle themselves without Tommy Turbo, which is just a massive thing. You also get DCE back in this game as well. So I just see them absolutely braining this game. I would be taking him for a number of tries in this game. I think the two edge back rowers, they've been really impressive recently. Another one for anytime try scorers. And of course, we know when Turbo plays, throw in the wingers. This one is made for anytime try scorers for me. I give the West Tigers next to no hope, to be perfectly honest with you. The next game, we've got the Penrith Panthers taking on the Brisbane Broncos. The Panthers, a really interesting week for them to play. Of course, Tevita Pangai Jr., it looks like he's about to join the Panthers, so he might get arrive there on the Brisbane bus and go home on the Panthers bus just quietly. I think the Penrith Panthers will get the job done here. I think Brisbane have been impressive the last few weeks. I think with Jahrome Luai back, it looks like he will play. I'm still a little bit sceptical on that, but I think with or without Jahrome Luai, the Penrith Panthers, they'll get the job done here. Defensively, they're just too good. I think they'll handle Brisbane, whose halves, they're still trying to work out whether they're Arthur or Martha for me. That's going to be the problem for Brisbane. Gatoni Staggs has been on fire. They didn't really use him overly well last week. I think if Penrith can just control Payne Haas, they will win this one. For me, anytime try scorers, a lot of really short options here. Crazy to think Viliami Kikau is at $1.90. Unbelievable. The one that I'd be looking at, Dylan Edwards, he's at $2.50. I think there's a bit of value there. Jahrome Luai at $3.40, returning as well. I don't mind that. Around the ruck, though, Api Kurisau, $4.20. Been a couple of weeks since he scored a meaty. He is a guy that I would be looking at. Keep an eye on James Fisher-Harris as well. It is, of course, his last game before he has 2 weeks off when he's going home. He's going to be away from the boys. He's going to be fired up. He's at $6 for an anytime try there, James Fisher-Harris. I would definitely be having some loose change on JFH, the big fish. Sunday afternoon, we've got the St. George Illawarra Dragons taking on the Gold Coast Titans. Really interesting game here. Dragons are resting a couple of their guys that got in Barney Rubble a few weeks ago. A couple of new faces in the Dragons team in key positions. options. I think this is going to be a really, really interesting matchup. I'm not quite sure who to side with here. I'm really looking forward to seeing Bud Sullivan jump in at 5'8". I got big raps on this kid. I really do like him. I think he's going to do well. Good to see Matty Fiagai returning on the wing as well. I'm a big fan of him. So I'm interested to see how this Dragons team goes. For me, I think naming Jack DeBellin in jersey 17 is a bit of a strange one. I think he has to be their lock forward. I think he's been unreal the last few weeks. I'm expecting a late change there. If not, I am all over the Titans in this one. I think they will get the job done. For me in this game, the Gold Coast Titans are at $1.60, potentially a little bit too short. I just don't know what we're going to get from the Dragons, to be honest with you, but I do like the Titans in this one. When I'm thinking anytime try scorer for the Titans, you've got to be looking at their fullback. I think he's going to have a big finish to the season. We know he did last year as well. AJ's at $1.83. I think you can multi him with Greg Marshew. He's coming in on the wing, a guy to keep an eye on in Supercoach teams. He's at $1.70 and get some decent value there. And I would also be going big Tino. I think he was really good in Origin 3. He really stood up. I'm expecting another big game from him. And of course, big David Fifita at $2.25. It really is the usual suspects for the Gold Coast Titans for me in this game. I'm going to tip them to win this game at $1.60 with Sportsbet. Last game of the week, another interesting one, Canterbury Bulldogs versus the Cronulla Sharks. And Canterbury at 375. For me, I reckon that's a little bit short, but the way that Canterbury's been playing the last 2 weeks, they've really been going well. I think that they were unlucky not to win against the Roosters. They were probably a Lachlan Lewis brain explosion away from knocking over the Bunnies last week or giving them a serious shake. The Sharks, they've been very shaky themselves over the last few weeks. I don't mind the value for the Bulldogs in this game, to be honest with you. I still think they should be a little bit longer than 375, but Sportsbet, they're obviously thinking along the same lines as me. You can get them $1.90 plus 11.5. I do think they'll get within 11.5 of the Sharks, to be perfectly honest with you. Aiden Tolman missing from this game as well. That's going to be absolutely massive for the Canterbury Bulldogs against the Sharks. I don't mind the Bulldogs here in a bit of an upset. I think I would probably take them with the start, to be honest with you. If I had to multi something up, I would take the Bulldogs with the start, and then for my anytime try scorer, I would be going Jake Avarillo at $4.50. Jaden Ockhamore at $2.20. I think that's good value as well. But for me, Canterbury Bulldogs with the start, you get 11.5 there, and then you chuck on Jake Avarillo at $4.50. If they're going to win, I think he's going to have to play well. That's all my tips heading into round 19, guys. Stay tuned. We're going to have that Parramatta Eels deep dive podcast coming this afternoon. Really looking forward to that. We're going to do that for about the top six teams over the next few days, so looking forward to doing that. And of course, today we dropped our draft strategy, our Supercoach draft competition. We're 3 weeks away from finals. It's starting to heat up. We're lucky at the moment. We're sitting in second place, which is unbelievable. I'll let you listen to that podcast. You can have a dive inside my head as to what I'm thinking for the back end of the season of this draft competition. Or the strategy, it starts now. Your draft competitions, they kick off in 3 weeks. Finals is where it begins. Cannot wait to bring you all of that each week, every single update from my draft competition.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.